So here we go. First time caller line. You're on the air with Neil Slade. Good morning.
Yes. My question is, have you ever tried remote viewing?
To Neil? Yes. Neil, have you? And what comments do you have on remote viewing?
This was one of the first things I learned at George Green. We used to call it astral projection back then.
Okay.
And I can recall now reading books on that particular subject. And I did that some. And my experience was that sometimes I was more accurate than other times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a friend close by, and when she clicks her amygdala forward and gets into her frontal lobes, she does remote healing sessions. And she recently did this. She does different kinds of physical therapy. And if she can't get somewhere, she will also do this remotely, okay? And she recently told me a story of contacting a woman in Wyoming whom she had never been to her house before, but they had set up a time to where this woman would receive this remote healing. And so she did she projected to this woman's house. She found herself inside the house. She looked around the living room, and she looked in the bedroom where this woman was supposed to be lying down in her bed.
Right.
And the woman wasn't there, according to her remote viewing. So she had to look around this house, and she saw a few objects. She saw a rocking chair, and she saw a pot of flowers or something. And then she found the woman doing yoga in a recreation room, okay?
Okay.
Now, according to the plan ahead of time, she was supposed to be lying down in bed at this appointment time so she would be healed. Well, anyway, she found the woman doing yoga, at least she thought she was in her viewing, and she went ahead and she did the light body work that she does.